Yeah! Don't let me startle you. I'm just doing the rebel yell here to kind of kick things off. You know what I mean?
It is a ritual that has been practiced secretly for generations. An act so disturbing, it is performed only under the cloak of darkness. It is the horror feared all across America.
Matt the Cat!
Oh, baby! All aboard! Time to get back on that train. I'm Matt the Cat. Welcome to a brand new edition of the Friday Night Cat Fight Show. Last week we featured Train Songs, Part 1. And this week, the journey continues. It's Train Songs, Part 2. Now, when we think about the train as a metaphor in music, it's usually used to take us on a journey. Whether it's a physical journey or a spiritual journey, the songs in this week's show all have something to do, of course, with traveling, baby. Something more than just getting you there and back. You hear me? I said there and back. Where is it? Oh, and the Friday Night Cat fight that's coming up at the end of the program this week is over the classic tune, Mystery Train. So don't miss that. But first, let's get into the theme music. It's Train Songs Part 2 here on the Friday Night Cat Fight Show. This cat's real name is Alden Bunn, but we know him better as Tar Heel Slim. This was released on the Fury label in 1959. Taking you on that number 9 train, baby. Here's Tar Heel Slim. Kicking off this week's Train Songs Part 2. It's the Friday Night Cat Fight Show.
Thank you. Casey Jones, he was a mighty man, but now he's resting in the promised land. The kind of music he could understand was an eight-wheel driver under his command. He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as it rolled down the line. Fireman started ringing the bell. Everybody along the line could tell Casey Jones, he was coming to town on a 6-8 wheeler that was burning the ground. He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as it rolled down the line.
wonder why that southbound train don't run. I wonder why that southbound train don't run. Little woman, you don't need no telling. Out of cloud, you know just what you done. I've got my ticket. I'm holding right here in my hand. I've got my ticket. I'm holding right here in my hand. Lord, I've got a real good woman, but the poor gal just don't understand. My way to the lowland, Mr. Conductor, can I ride? I'm on my way to the lowland, Mr. Conductor, man, can I ride? Lord, I just want to keep on riding until I get satisfied.
Bill Brunzi, 1951, spinning off of Mercury Records, recorded in Chicago. It's a show all about trains, baby. Trains Part 2, that southbound train. Before that, Train, Train, Train from Danny Overby. And we heard the Delmore Brothers from 1946. That song hit number 2 on the country and western chart. It was off the King label. Now, King was started in 1944 as a hillbilly label. And a few years later, owner Sid Nathan started Queen Records to release rhythm and blues sounds. Well, pretty soon Queen was shut down and all the R&B acts were moved over to King. But there's an early King country and western hit, 1946 Delmore Brothers. And the show was kicked off with Tar Heel Slim, number 9 train. Are you ready, cats and kittens, for a train instrumental? Here's Bill Justice, recorded at Sun Studios in 1958 and released on the Philips International record label, Sam Phillips' other label other than Sun. Here's Bop Train, Bill Justice and his orchestra, on the Friday Night Catfight Show, Train Songs Part 2.
running. But there's not one going my way. Everyone runs at midnight, either just for a day, either just for a day, either just for a day. I went down to my baby's house, and I sat down on her steps. Said, come on in here, babe, my old man just left. Yeah, just now left, or my old man left. Yes, I wish I was a catfish, swimming in the deep blue sea. Out of all you pretty women fishing after me, fishing after me, fishing after me.
All my wild oats choo-choo done been sown. for the station with a pack on my back. I'm tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack and hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack, and pal around with Democratic fellas named Mac. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jiboogie, woo-woo, woo-woo, jiboogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jiboogie, take me right back to the track, Jack. Destination, but alas and alack, you need some compensation to get back in the black. You take a morning paper from the top of the stack and read the situations from the front to the back. The only job that's open needs a man with a knack, so put it right back in the rack, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jiboogie, woo-woo, woo-woo, jiboogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jiboogie, take me right back to the track, Jack. Track, live the life of Riley in the beaten down shack. So when I hear a whistle, I can peep through the crack and watch the train a rolling when it's falling a jack. For I just love the rhythm of the clickety clack. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo choo, choo choo, jiboogie, woo woo, woo woo, jiboogie. Choo choo, choo choo, jiboogie, take me right back to the track.
Jordan, the biggest selling African American of the 1940s. He recorded for Decca Records. That song was cut in 1946. Choo Choo Chaboogie on this Train Songs Part 2 show. Before that, we heard a number 26 record from 1968 for the Box Tops, featuring Alex Chilton and Choo Choo Train, and one of the greatest interracial blues bands of the mid-1960s, the Butterfield Blues Band, featuring Paul Butterfield, 1966, and their version of Two Trains Runnin'. And we kicked it off with Bop Train, Bill Justice, from 1958. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, two cats are going to be battling for your votes and your affection over the song Mystery Train. I think you can probably figure out who those cats are going to be. No surprises there. That's coming up in just a few minutes here on the Friday Night Cat Fight Show. Let's get back to the train songs. Johnny Cash, 1957. Here's Train of Love.
Train of love's a-comin', big black wheels a-hummin'. People waiting at the station, happy hearts are drumming. Train man, tell me maybe, ain't you got my baby? Ever so often everybody's baby gets the urge to roam, but everybody's baby but mine's coming home. Now stop your whistle blowing, 'cause I've got ways of knowing. You're bringing other people's lovers, but my own keeps going. Train of love deceiving, when she's not gone, she's leaving. Ever so often everybody's baby gets the urge to roam, but everybody's baby but mine's coming home. Standing waiting, here and there and everywhere, they're gonna be embracing. Train man, tell me maybe, ain't you got my baby? Ever so often everybody's baby gets the urge to roam, but everybody's baby but mine's coming home. leaving, leaving my heart grieving. But early or late, I sit and wait because I'm still believing we'll walk away together, though I may wait forever. Ever so often, everybody's baby gets the urge to roam, but everybody's baby but mine's coming home.
Yeah.
The Duke. Duke Ellington, written by Billy Strayhorn. Take the A Train. Cut 1941 for the Victor label. Before that, Eddie Cleanhead Vincent, Lonesome Train. And we heard the Johnny Burnett rock and roll trio Lonesome Train on a Lonesome track from 1956 off of Coral Records. And, of course, Johnny Burnett's rock and roll trio won last week's Friday Night Catfight over the song The Train Kept A-Rollin'. He beat out Aerosmith, The Yardbirds, and Tiny Bradshaw. Coming up right after this next record, we'll have this week's Friday Night Catfight featuring Mystery Train. But first, baby, let's hear a song cut by Memphis Slim in Chicago, 1951. It was released on Mercury Records. Here's Train Is Coming, the Friday Night Catfight Show. Slim from 1951. Train Is Coming. I'm at the cat. Time to get down to the matter at hand, baby. This week's Friday Night Cat Fight. Two cats are going to battle it out over the same song. I want you to listen to both of these versions in their entirety and pick the one you truly dig the most. The song Mystery Train was written by Little Junior Parker and Sam Phillips. And Sam Phillips held the publishing rights to the song. That's why he had so many of his son artists, including Elvis Presley, record the song. The more versions he could get out there on the market, the more money he could make off it. Sam was an innovator, but also a businessman first. Now, if you have a copy of Little Junior's Blue Flames doing Mystery Train on Sun Records, if you have the 78, it's worth $150 to $200. But if you happen to have a 45 of this particular Sun record, it's worth $300 to $400. So if you're going through somebody's attic this weekend and you happen to, you know, stumble upon it, pick it up, clean it up, and you know, get yourself through the recession. All right, without further ado, baby, this week's Friday Night Cat Fight, listen closely. Here's the original Mystery Train. Little Junior's Blue Flames, released on Sun Records at the end of 1953.
Train I ride. come on. Train, train, coming on round the bend. Train, train, coming on round the bend. Well, it took my baby, it's gone, do it again.
There you have it, the future king of rock and roll, Elvis Aaron Presley, from 1955, released on Sun number 223, and Mystery Train, the flip side of I Forgot to Remember to Forget, which would hit number one on the country charts. But Mystery Train is the one we remember best these days when it comes to Sun 223. And by the way, since I gave you the record values on the Little Junior Parker version, if you happen to have Sun 223, Mystery Train by Elvis, both the 45 and the 78 are worth between $600 to $800. But now, baby, I want you to go back to the website, mattthecat.com/FNCF, and vote for the one you dig the most. Will it be Little Junior's Blue Flames, with the original from 53 or Elvis's version from 1955 of the song Mystery Train. Well, that wraps up another Train Catfight show. I will return next week with part three of this three-part series on songs about trains. And you can hear in the background right now, I'm playing Vernon Taylor's version of Mystery Train from 1959, also from Sun Records. So you can see Sam was really using that publishing to its full advantage. I'm Matt the Cat. Have a great weekend. Going to hit some yard sales this weekend. So who knows? Maybe I'll dig up some treasures for next week's show. I'll catch you on the flip side, baby. Goodbye, everybody. Let's go, train.